Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Pineapple Platypotamus is saying, can you audience members please improve your arguments? He was probably referring to the weak arguments of Mortis. Mortis, who has been chatting with me just before the show began, and he's also been commenting on yesterday's video, saying, the Big Bang, JF, cannot have happened. It is a contradiction. It is inconsistent. It leads to the assumption of infinite something. So basically, Mortis takes issue with, he says, the Big Bang implies infinite universes, implies infinite density, implies infinite time for this density to expand. These three conceptions that Mortis is complaining about are not features of Big Bang theory. They are not features of our current understanding of physics. First, let's address Big Bang is the statement, is the belief, is the theory that the universe has expanded from a higher density of energy and a smaller space into a larger space and a more diluted energy. Some people will believe that the Big Bang started with a singularity, but it doesn't have to, and it doesn't have to have had infinite density. You can very well have a model of the Big Bang in which the density is finite at the beginning. The Big Bang also does not imply multiple universes. You can have a belief that multiple universes will come to be demonstrated or will come to be part of our theory, but it doesn't have to. You could have just one Big Bang, and it's the Big Bang we're in, and it was the only one. That remains to be, that's an open question, but it's not a direct implication. It's not a necessary component of Big Bang theory. And then Big Bang extending infinitely into the future, that is also false. There could be an end to the expansion of the universe. There could be a set destination, could be a big crunch. I mean, it seems that it's not going to be a big crunch. That is a reversal of the expansion of the universe and a crumbling back into a high density point. Could have happened, but it doesn't seem that the universe is headed there. Instead, it seems that it will expand until nothing can exist in it anymore. And at that point, whatever happens is up to guessing and theorizing and hypothesizing, but it's certainly not a mainstream belief or a necessary belief for Big Bang theory to have infinite time in the future. So, Mortis, I reject your attack on Big Bang theory. I will still believe in the Big Bang based on evidence. That evidence is the background illumination of the universe at a temperature of 3K, which indicates that there and the red shift and blue shifts of the galaxies that we record, both taken together, indicate that there is an expansion of the universe, that therefore, and there must have been a very, very much hotter past for the universe. These two facts taken together point toward a denser and an expanding universe. Now, Go Away says, I'm enjoying this story, JF. Would you consider changing the name of the show to Story Time with JF? Go Away is playing on the poor opposition that I've had in the debate, which is, it's all stories. But as I've pointed out yesterday, there is simply no exclusive relationship and dichotomous relationship between a story and a fact. A fact can be told in the form of a story, and past facts, in fact, are all historical in nature. Mortis says, okay, but please look up infinite regress and the Greek understanding of creation. It doesn't matter whatever the Greek understood and whatever you mean by infinite regress. Anyway, the assumption underlying these arguments, like everything must have a cause and and therefore the universe cannot be in any given state at the beginning because something would have caused it, and therefore there would be a universe in which the cause has occurred. This thinking simply assumes a false premise that everything must be caused. Not everything must be caused. You can prove this very easily by asking the question, what causes the number 5 to be prime? You'll see that in basically the assumption that causes and effects must apply to everything is an assumption due to the fact that we live in a universe that is that way. But you just enter the universe of numbers and prime numbers, and you realize that causal relationships are not a necessary aspect of existence. Nothing causes the prime number, the number 5, to be prime. There is a set of knowledge and truth relationships between the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5. And there's a couple of reasons why 5 is prime. But there are no causes of it, because systems of causes exist as it happens in a universe that has time and that has the laws that we have, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so you can very well think of the universe as being embedded into a system that could be mathematical in nature. And that system doesn't have to have causes. That is very important. Causes show up once the universe shows up. But outside of the universe, there doesn't have to be causes. Mortis says, yes, there are rules in the universe. Well, then it depends on what you mean by universe. If we're talking about the observable universe, it will be subjected to causality analysis. But what happened before or outside of the universe doesn't have to follow the rules of the inside of the universe. P.Z. Myers, ladies and gentlemen, P.Z. Myers, the man who has adhered to every possible leftist cause, the mind of Atheism Plus, the Farangula blogger, the infamous, in a way, infamous blogger, leftist professor of biology, has called me an asshole. P.Z. Myers, on the debate that I participated in with Richard Spencer, I have verified that this was his true YouTube channel. Some of you, I think, have noticed that he had written this comment yesterday during the show, but somehow it escaped my attention. But then after the show yesterday, I refreshed my comment section and, oh, I saw, hey, this is P.Z. Myers. P.Z. Myers says, wow, 4 hassles at once, everyone loses. Oh la la. We may have some engagement coming, ladies and gentlemen, because when P.Z. Myers has an emotion, he mixes it with his science. Like when P.Z. Myers hates something like the selfish gene, or the selfish gene, at least the term, I don't know to which extent he takes issue with the theoretical underlying, but then he goes after Richard Dawkins and he goes hard. And so if P.Z. Myers calls me an asshole, I think it would be very fit and it would be compatible with past observations of P.Z. Myers that he would come and destroy my scientific theory. So I asked him, hey, P.Z., did you reach an understanding of the theory of phenotypic revolutions yet? And DK Shadow came in the comment section to say hi. I'm here, I'm looking at this, I want an answer. The people is demanding an engagement. An engagement with the revolutionary phenotype, P.Z. Myers. It's one thing to call me an asshole. It is another to demonstrate that I am wrong in my theoretical contribution to biology. We would like to hear you. In fact, it would be very interesting to hear P.Z. Myers, because P.Z. Myers stands at a very special point of the beliefs in biology. He is a hard believer in the theory of evolution. He's, you know, he's the typical skeptic of the internet, atheism plus. Women should be able to kill babies whenever they want. I mean, that's the plus. That's the plus of atheism plus. But he has been sticking to a strong belief that evolution as a whole is the explanation for the diversity of life. So certainly not a creationist, an anti-creationist to some extent. But on the other hand, P.Z. Myers takes issues with the kind of obsession in the field around natural selection. He is like these leftists of the 70s, bringing attention to things like non-natural selection types of evolution. He likes the genetic drift. He likes thinking of the phenotype and the genotype not as swiftly and cleanly as me and Richard Dawkins see it. So it would be very interesting to see if he can come up with something against the revolutionary phenotype, because his mischievous mind may be the summum in terms of a capacity to hate me so much that he would work hard to find a good argument against TRP. The combination here of hating natural selection, it's not that he hates it. I'm sure he would contest this framing, but from my perspective, he discards natural selection hypotheses because he prefers others, just like the leftist, you know, the Lewontin. He's a big Lewontin type of guy. So it would be great to, well, if he can explain why I'm an asshole, that's one thing. But most importantly, P.Z. Myers, I invite you to critique the revolutionary phenotype. I can kind of guess what it's going to sum up with. He's going to take issues with the phrasing. He's going to attack the misleading nature of the poetic phrasing, that kind of stuff. But I don't think he will have an argument on the deep TRP. I don't think he will have an argument to object to. If anything, he might actually like it, but I don't know to what extent he will be public about it. Because if he considers me an asshole, he's probably going to want to be seen as harsh toward the book. So you're going to get a full blog post. If he does decide to review TRP, you're going to get a full blog post of insults thrown at me, and this is not right, and this is not true. But then at the end, I think that he would take pleasure in a case where the phenotype won, because isn't that the dream of the Lewontins of this world and the people who hate this selfish gene view, want to see nature as more complex? I did it easy. I made the phenotype win, and it was beautiful. So hopefully we can get some engagement, because it's kind of an intellectual desert right now. There are no more public intellectuals of integrity. And so I hope that PZ just reviews my book. And I remember sending an email to PZ very early in my writing of the revolutionary phenotype. Sent him an email because I know that he's a big meiosis guy. He likes sex. And I wanted to have his opinion on chapter 11. I sent him a very early version of the chapter, if I remember correctly. Never got an answer by email. So hopefully he can engage with TRP before dying, because he's getting old, and it's a chance to be alive when this theory is born and available. So hopefully we will get P.Z. Myers' comment. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get him engaged. Now, I had to be a little sarcastic to him because, you know, he calls me an asshole. So it is the French tradition to be a little impolite in response. So I said, hey, P.Z., did you reach an understanding of TRP yet? Like, come on, man. Let's get higher than internet insults, please. Ariel Suarez sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, I'm trying to teach myself some advanced algebra and data structures and algorithm. Do you have any piece of advice that could help me on this self-taught journey? It depends a lot on what kind of data structure, algebra, and algorithms, but my recommendation is just do. Just do it. Listen to Nike here. Just do it. Find something that is of the level of complexity that you want to attain, and do it, even if it's not useful for now. So you want to do the kind of data that, I don't know, classifying files on a computer, keeping track of variables A, B, C, and playing with equations D, E, F. Just do a program that does it, and then find a million different files that need to be categorized in the way you want them to be, and do it. If you do it with C Sharp, MATLAB, whatever language of programming you'd like to use, start on, you know, put them in MySQL databases, and it's like these things are data structure. You get to learn it when your brain is like, I need a solution to this. And then you Google it, and then you find the right programming language, and then you get to it. But you won't get yourself into the programming thing if you don't do it. It's not something that you can read about and truly integrate. It's a way of life, and you need to develop it as the same way you would develop talents at basketball, hockey. It's really physical. You need to do it 12, 14 hours a day, and you need to be in the mud. You need to get yourself out of the mud, and it is through action that you get there. Mortis was responding to my argument for the Big Bang. He says, science is a reflection part of God, is my understanding, one facet of reality. The scientific method is the tool we use to understand the material universe. As JF pointed out, there are things outside of the universe that cannot be observed, but must be considered using other tools. Mathematics is another facet of God. Well, those are all assumptions. I reject them. Ariel Suarez says, MySQL, lol, exactly the software my professor used for our database system course. Well, not surprising, you know, it's a free system, and it's everywhere, and it does everything we want it to do, so not surprising, it's the standard. It's when you download the show in MP3, when you download stuff from my website, when you check my links on my jfg.world, it's all MySQL. It's all a MySQL system that runs this server, that keeps it alive. Go away, sends a super chat. He says, assuming serious societal collapse, for instance, nuclear war or an actual pandemic prevents or delays the next phenotypic revolution, would the best preventive measure for TRP be to undermine, dismantle, and resist preventive measures for these societal collapse scenarios? No. The best preventive measure would be to let the societal collapse occur and make sure that in that societal collapse there is a genuine technological regression, because it wouldn't take much trouble in society for us to become unable to do molecular biology. If we can, for us to lose our current health system, if we can hope that anything like this happens, then that would be the preventive measure against TRP. If you are preventing societal collapse, then you are favoring TRP, in my view, because only an organized society with funding of science will get to the point where TRP becomes interesting for people, where the advancements are interesting enough to be evolutionarily significant for the people using them. Go away, says Jeff. Yeah, that's what I meant. Jeff, we should hasten the next collapse. If that's what you meant, then yes, I've stated this in the past. Any societal collapse, any regression to a feudal world would be a likely scenario, and in fact a full domination, a planetary domination of Islam might very well save us from TRP, if not forever, at least for a good while. Stray's channel says the base for DOS was what they were teaching at my university. It was torture learning obsolete software. Are you serious? Was this recently a university teaching on DOS? That is quite outdated indeed. Are there any servers running on DOS? I mean, you need MySQL, that's for sure. So what else do we have? Alexandros Marinos was commenting on the Sam Harris bizarre statement that truth can be hidden sometimes. It seems, and Sam Harris, you know, has written a book called Lying. That was nice of Alexandros Marinos to remember this, because I didn't. But yes, Sam Harris has made a case for not lying. Pharmaceutical companies have been widely criticized. So that's a summer. That's a part of the book Lying. Pharmaceutical companies have been widely criticized for misleading the public about the safety and efficacy of their drugs. This misinformation comes in many degrees, but some of it is surely the result of conscious attempts to rig the data. New drugs are often compared with placebos rather than with standard therapies, and when they are compared with an existing drug, it is often given in the wrong dosage. More egregious still, pharmaceutical companies routinely throw out negative results. The epidemiologist Ben Goldark reports that for certain drugs, more than 50% of the trial data has been withheld. Consequently, industry-funded trials are four times as likely to show the benefits of a new drug. And he was saying, lying has prolonged or precipitated wars. The Gulf of Tonkin incident in Vietnam and false reports of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were both instances in which lying at some level led to armed conflict that might otherwise not have occurred. When the truth finally emerged, vast numbers of people grew more cynical about U.S. foreign policy, and many have come to doubt the legitimacy of any military intervention, whatever the stated motive. And he was then moving on to say that basically, by lying, even if lying could be on a point-by-point basis useful at a given time for a given part of society, in the end, you decredibilize the whole institution forever. Because once they have a proof that you have lied for real and you really fooled people, then no one will believe you when you say the truth a year later. So that is a series of thoughts that Sam Harris should apply to his own comments on Hunter Biden's laptop. And then let us not be surprised that the media is seen as so low in terms of how it's respected by the population, how the population trusts it. If thinkers like Sam Harris are going around and justifying lying, how can he then argue that we should trust authorities and believe the experts? You just told us that you would lie to us if it was useful politically for you. Absolutely ridiculous. Donald Trump announces a major motion. He says a major motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment will soon be filed concerning the illegal break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, right before the ever-important midterm election. My rights, together with the rights of all Americans, have been violated at a level rarely seen before in our country. Remember, they even spied on my campaign. The greatest witch hunt in USA history has been going on for 6 years with no consequences to the scammers. It should not be allowed to continue. Never in our country's history has there been a time where law enforcement has been so viciously and violently involved in the life and times of politics in our nation. Even in light of the fact that they violated the Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the Mueller witch hunt, lied many times before Congress and on many occasions put out fraudulent information before the FISA court, they continue. They have no shame. They are destroying our country. And nothing has ever happened like that which is going on in our country right now. The law enforcement of our country has become that of a third world nation. And I do not believe the people will stand for it. Between fraudulent elections, open borders, inflation, giving our military to the enemy, and so much more, how much are we all expected to take? That is an interesting announcement. I will have to wait to see how major that will be. What I would like to see is a total dismissal of the case. Make a motion for a total dismissal of the case, argue that the government is currently involved in a violation of your right, which, if the case continues, will continue, and bring that to the Supreme Court. That would be a beautiful, even on the argument that Trump may be it's a more important person than anyone, given that he may be a candidate to the presidency. Bring it to the Supreme Court on an emergency run, an emergency quick review. I would love to see the justices of the Supreme Court return the favor to Trump for naming them. That would be a beautiful moment. But I'm a dreamer, you know, most of the time things don't get to be as extreme as I would want them to be. Pineapple Platypotamus says, I would say that maybe Sam is blackmailed to be against Trump. Were it not for how many episodes of his podcast I've listened to, he is against Trump. Sam is like a calm lake with a volcano in the middle of it constantly going off. Sam Harris, to my knowledge, has never made a fair criticism of Trump. I was sure there would be one somewhere. Yeah, Sam Harris, we've talked about this yesterday, he's degenerated. I don't think that he's being blackmailed. I don't even think that considerations of funding are what is influencing him. I think he is just deeply a tribal man. He is a tribal, ethnocentric man. And he has understood the Trump presidency as meaning less representation of his tribe in the control of the government. And like many of his tribe, he has then went after Trump in unjust ways and with double standards. And he has displayed for everyone to see that the whole discourse about rationality and just having a fair view of the world and even having a factual view of the world was all bullshit. It's all pretense for the purpose of gatekeeping and attracting audiences. Ultimately, he is not any different than any of the CNN people out there. In fact, he's making arguments to defend their lies at this point. He's the philosopher-in-chief to justify lying. And he has a book on the subject, which was saying that he wasn't for lying. You can't make this up. Go away, says, I'll have two impeachment hoax number nines, an impeachment hoax number nine large, an impeachment hoax number six with extra dip. He's making a fast food order. Findlay opinion says Sam has understood the friend-enemy distinction, and so should we. Absolutely. That is something that I do have in my heart, you know. I consider that there are people who are sympathetic to me and I will treat them fairly. And I consider that there are people who are my enemies and who will work to shut me down and to not consider my talking points and to ignore me. And these people, I will go as hard as I can on them always, irrationally if needed. I guess the difference with Pam is that I do have an honorable pursuit of the truth that I found is above even hate, above even enmity towards certain people of the internet. So I wouldn't lie about my worst enemy. That may be the difference with Sam Harris there. It's where do you put that truth pursuit? Is it above most things or is it down there in the list? For Sam, it's down there in the list, and that's not surprising when you think about it. The rebuilding of our nation cannot be stopped now that it's in full motion. We're not going to seek revenge. We're going to walk away from society, homeschool, build our own homes, and get off the electric and information grids. We're going to work only for friends and family, feed only friends and family. History is about to repeat itself, and you need to decide if you're going to work with the Gentiles or not, because we certainly don't have to save you. Wow, that is a nice sentiment. That is a nice sentiment. I really like this societal project. Zero Hedge was covering the Sam Harris story today, but we've already talked about it, and I've delivered my thoughts on this already. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. It is the right place to support the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Sam says, that is why JF is the least hateful man alive today. Oh, it is true. You know, I have been, you might have something there. No matter how much the left hates me at times, I have been extremely fair. I have been fair and truthful to the detriment of my own self, to the detriment of my reputation at times. You know, 7 years of streaming, do they have a single thing on me? Has there been a time at which I ended up trusting a conspiracy theory that was demonstrated false? They have nothing on me. And so, yes, I'm very fair and I'm very good at what I do. Elon Musk reacts to Pineapple Platypotamus says, not one, lol. Which is why they've attacked my personal life. You know, oh my god, he's having sex with a female adult. Oh, let's write a hit piece. When you really don't have arguments, that's what it looks like. All right, Elon Musk reacts to border crisis, says lacking media attention is strange. Strange, you say? I mean, we've been saying this since 2016. He says, 400K from one border crossing in less than a year? And the guy responded, that's correct, 400,000 in just the Del Rio sector since fiscal year 2022 began on October 1st. And that does not include gotaways. Elon Musk says, strange that this receives very little attention in the media. Well, amazingly, this is a discussion between two blue check marks on Twitter. I mean, those were the points we were caring about 7 years ago, and we got banned from the internet for talking about these things. If you find it strange at this point and you haven't understood what's going on, There is a cartel that has taken over free expression in the media. It's been determining that this subject would never be touched upon, or that you would go through incredible punishment if you did. That is what's happening. It's not strange. It is a planned attack on free society. Chuck Garrity says, this is an extremely rare show that never crosses into hateful bounds, yet questions the hidden questions of society. That is a good definition of what I'm trying to do. Yes, definitely. New York man caught on road rage video menacing neighbors with handgun on their own front porch. It's a little subtle. It's a case where I'm not sure a crime has been committed here.
This way.
Your son needs to stay away from my house.
The cop is out of the way. What? You broke my thing.
I didn't break it.
Yes, yes.
I didn't break it. I pushed it forward. That's all I did.
Well, it's broken off. You pushed it forward, right?
I pushed it forward. That's
what are you doing on my property? What are you doing here? Get off my property.
What is your son coming by my house? Don't touch me. Step back.
Get off my property.
Step back.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch. Don't hit me.
Touch me again.
Don't touch me.
You're in my house. Touch me
again.
Okay. Touch me
again. Get out of here with the pen. You do this? You
want to... We have seen at the moment he says, don't touch me. He says, if you touch me again, and we've seen a pen. The pen was coming toward the neck of the guy. So there was a threat here of, if you touch me again, I'm planting this pen in an area of your body that could lead to your death. And so at this point, the guy pulls the gun.
I'm a police officer.
Really?
I'm a police officer. Get the pen
really?
Away. Back up. Back up.
Really? What are you doing?
Back up.
What are you doing?
Back up.
I'm videotaping you.
Back up. Okay?
You're not supposed to pull that off.
Your son's driving past my house, telling his friend to drive past my house, casing my house.
You're going out to me?
Casing. You almost stabbed me with the pen.
What?
You just threatened to stab me with the pen on
if
camera.
If you touch me again. If you touch.
That's a fair handling of the gun pointed away. So he pointed the gun toward the guy for a moment, right after the pen was pointed toward his neck. And I've seen it on video. You saw the pen. And so once the threat to his life had been neutralized, he points the gun away. That is very wise to do, because especially in a residential area, they have all sorts of laws of do not point aggressively towards someone. So once you have handled the deadly threat and you have stepped back, there are no more deadly threats. So the gun can go back toward the side.
Touch me again. Sir. What are you doing?
You just threatened to stab me with a pen.
Which precinct you work?
You just threatened to stab me with a pen.
Which precinct you work?
Okay.
Really?
You want the cops here? Get the cops here.
Yeah, they are coming.
That's fine.
You put a
gun
on me.
To stay away from
my
house.
You put a gun on me. That's what I'm going
to do. Yeah, because you put a pen to my neck.
I said if you touch
me
again.
You put a pen
to
my
neck. Touch me again.
Doesn't matter. You put a pen to my neck.
The cops called him, man.
I think it's a case where this guy may get into some degree of trouble, but he shouldn't. Clearly. Dead Star says cop was trespassing, though. I don't think it is trespassing to be to be coming to the door of someone to knock. Once the person tells you, I don't want you on my property, then you should be on the way out. Go Away says he shouldn't be on someone else's property once asked to leave, in my opinion. That is totally fine. But then I think you should be able to argue in court that I was on my way out, but before I could get out, before I was let to leave, he started touching me physically and pointed a pen toward my neck. And so, the Dead Star says he was asked to leave and didn't. We can rewatch. It is my impression that he didn't have enough time before the physical altercation to leave.
Don't
Let's watch it again.
My thing.
I didn't break
this way.
Your son needs to stay away from my house.
The cop is out of the way. What? You broke my thing.
I didn't break it.
Yes, you're trying.
I didn't break it. I pushed it forward. That's all.
So they are arguing about who broke what on the car. Because this guy's problem is that the son of the guy he's talking about, of the guy who's holding the cell phone, the son of this guy has been roaming around the house of the white guy. And he's been doing so in a way that was suggestive of observation, perhaps stalking, perhaps planning for a theft or something like this. At this point, I have still not heard you need to leave my property.
That's all I did.
When he's broke it off. You pushed it forward, right?
I pushed it forward. That's...
We are in an argument in which the guy constants inside being in that discussion. What are you doing on my property is a question. It is not an order to leave yet.
Get off my property.
What is your son coming?
Get off my property. That would be said at this moment. So at this moment, he has been informed that he could be in trespass if he stays. Let's see how many seconds before this becomes a physical altercation.
Coming by my house. Don't touch me. Step back.
See, there's a total of less than a second between get off my property and I am physically assaulting you. And so I would say that by my legal standard, and of course the courts have gone insane, the judges are corrupt, the juries are fucking stupid, but by my legal standard, he is captive of a situation in which a physical threat is keeping him from leaving the property at this point. At this point, he has to care about his survival first, and he doesn't have to immediately leave the property, because up to then, the discussion was consensual and his presence on the ground was not violating the law.
Step back.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch. Don't hit me.
Touch me again.
Don't touch me.
You're on my house. Touch me
okay.
again. Touch me
Get
again.
Out of here with the pen.
You set a little pen here.
I'm a police officer.
Really?
I'm a police officer. Get the pen away. Back up. Back up.
Really? What are you doing?
Back up.
What are you doing?
Back up.
I'm videotaping you.
Back up. Okay?
You're not supposed to pull that off.
Your son's driving past my house telling his friend to drive.
Okay, so then at this point you could say, is he now in trespass? Maybe, but then the discussion continues. So the guy doesn't repeat, get off my property, get off my property. The discussion continues. So I would say it is not a case of trespassing in my view. It is a case of a legitimate use of a gun display in self-defense against a potentially deadly weapon that the pen represents. Go away, says Jeff. These law enforcement have been emboldened by the Trump raid. They think they can just hang around anyone's porch when asked to leave, then pull their gun. This is Biden's America. My God, some of you guys are loose liberals today, anti-cop liberals today. First, let's clarify that the guy says he's a cop. I don't know that. But I don't think he's there in his official capacity as a cop. I think that he's there because he's worried that his house is being stalked by the son of this guy. And on top of it, there's been a car accident. I think it's the situation as I recover it. So the son was stalking him, and on top of it, he has a car accident. And in the process of getting out of the car accident, I think this guy tried to help. I think that's the story. So I don't know that he's there in official capacity. Forex Shark is asking me if I want to stream a UFC watch party tomorrow. But tomorrow I have scheduled the Patreon hangout, Forex Shark. So I'm so sorry. But this was the time that James preferred, so he picked it. So tomorrow we'll have the regular show and then I'll have the Patreon hangout. So I think it will overlap with the UFC. Unless the UFC is later than 10 p.m. Eastern time, then we could have a UFC watch party. I might be able to do it. When do you want me to start, Forex Shark? Because I could start at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Would that be satisfying to you? That would be quite a long night, 3 shows in a row, though, but I can do it. If you're telling me it's an amazing card, I could do it. We could have a live UFC commentary if Forex Sharks, you know what Forex Shark does is he sends me these Bitcoin and I say, okay, I can afford buying the UFC a ticket with this. White House wants Zelensky to attend the G20 summit if Putin is there. So they're trying to create a awkward situation. Zelensky attending, facing Putin, potentially making a little camera moment as he yells something toward him. I don't think it's a good idea, but that's definitely what they're trying to do. CEO famed for higher pay advocacy exits after sexual assault allegations. That's another case of the left eats itself. You know, you have these CEOs, they're like, I'm a good guy with my workers. I pay them more. It's just how we do here. And then what do you attract with this? You attract pro-labor people, leftists, and eventually they accuse you of sexual assault. Because that's what leftist women do. NYC rental market sets a record number of records. Still smashing records. The rent in New York, 4,000 average. Are you kidding me? Who can afford a $4,000 average rent? That is not the kind of money you do by working. So who's living in New York at this point? Who are these people? Elite all-girls school in Tennessee created transgender task force 6 years ago, reveals head of school. This is a all-girls school in which they were discussing the admission of potentially a biological male who's a trans girl. There was a backlash in the population and by the parents. And I believe they have reverted that decision, but they just wanted to specify that it wasn't a recent thing. They had decided 6 years ago to have this task force, but they have decided this year to start accepting a biological man. So when you send your daughters to a female school, it is mostly to ensure that they are not surrounded by males. That's the idea. Biden revives biggest offshore oil and gas lease sale in America's history. We've already covered this a couple of days ago, but it's notable because it might impact the gasoline price. Perhaps they will have a true effect on lowering the prices. What else do we have? Lindsey Graham ordered to appear in front of a grand jury. Graham was appealing. He was saying that he should not be compelled to testify. It's a whole grand jury about the Georgia effort to pursuing the people who were involved in potentially reverting the election results in Georgia. You know how they were making fake electors and alternate electors, and it had been a kind of stumped and stopped effort by Trump, but at some point there were a lot of people believing that the election results would be overturned through these alternate electors and potentially an official move by Mike Pence. And so, of course, the Democrats are all out trying to get after the people who tried organizing this, presenting them as criminals and reverters of democracy. And Lindsey Graham is being compelled to testify in a grand jury. The grand jury, of course, the principle of a grand jury is to determine if a jury can find that it's worth pursuing the case, that it's worth starting prosecution. So it's all about finding, is there enough evidence to convince a bunch of people that something wrong happened? I think it's unfair to force Lindsey Graham to testify in these things. There's the whole idea of the presumption of innocence. There's the whole idea that the burden to prove is on the state's end. So you should already have evidence. If you start a grand jury, you should already be able to lay out in front of the jury the kind of evidence that will be featured in the trial. Having a forced witness who doesn't want to be there and who says, look, everything I've done in this case, I've done it because I was a senator. And it's basically my free speech and my free political involvement. So they want him to testify about stuff that he said as part of his job as a senator in the Senate. It's a little bit abusive. I find it sad that he's going to be compelled, but at the same time, he's probably going to go there and give them nothing. I don't know that Lindsey Graham has an interest in that kind of January 6th related prosecution or election related prosecution to go on. It's a witch hunt of the Democrats. Go away, says Jeff. I pay $900 a week or around $3,800 a month for my 2-bedroom apartment. To be fair, this is Australian dollars, but still I think I could live nicely in New York. It's amazing. I mean, hopefully you're rich, go away. Hopefully you can afford this. I wouldn't. I'm a man who lives at the bottom. I don't like wasting money on rent. I try spending as little money as possible. Even when I had to rent, it was all cheap apartment. It's unviable. You're leaking your property. You're leaking value. Finnish PM Marin Sana was caught dancing in a private party. Says she took drug test as new video of her dancing with men, not her husband, surfaces. So there's now more video of this band that she was partying with. So she's twerking and flirting with a man who is not her husband. It's all very pathetic to me. I don't care whether she, Nicholas Petris says, yo, JF, watch for copyright. You're right, but we're on Odyssey and I'm presenting the news and this was the music playing. I think we should be okay. I don't know that Odyssey is as rude on this as YouTube is. But yeah, so... I don't care if she took drug. I don't think it was the critique. The critique is you have a 36-year-old woman who's the prime minister and she parties like a 14-year-old and she's being sexual and all over herself and oh my god, look at me and I'm sexy. It's kind of pathetic. I always find it pathetic to see people of this age in the cruise mode, dating mode, party mode. You should have moved on. You should have your husband and be producing babies. Georgia governor files motion to quash grand jury subpoena in state's election probe. Georgia governor, so that's the Lindsey Graham news, I believe. He filed a motion to quash a grand jury subpoena requiring him to testify. So it's connected, I believe, but it's not the Lindsey Graham story. It's just another person who's being subpoenaed for testifying. Go away, says, I can fix her, Jeff. I'm afraid that if you take that path, go away, it's going to cost you much more than your current apartment costs. It's going to be another $4,000 a month. Fixing her. We are headed toward the conclusion of the show. The last news item, China's endless COVID hysteria is a dark experiment in social conditioning. There are many people that will say that Americans rolled over in the face of COVID restrictions and vaccine pressures, despite extensive evidence that neither of these things had any effect on stopping or stalling the pandemic. But the notion of American pacifism is simply not true. If it were, then the US would be looking a lot more like China right now. Well, no shit. I mean, yes, there has been an experiment in social conditioning. It's been happening, and it's been happening. We had an opportunity to differentiate ourselves from China, but we have done the exact same thing. Absolutely ludicrous. Even Fauci at the beginning of the pandemic didn't believe that America could do this, and then he did it. Unbelievable. But that's it. They seem to have relaxed a little bit on the pandemic, so it's going to come back maybe in 10, 15 years. There's going to be another cycle. I think it's a cycle that happens every 10 years, this paranoia related to a new disease. Unsafe Moon is a deflationary cryptocurrency built on the Binance Smart Chain. Purchase some Unsafe Moon while it's cheap. Well, this sounds like a pre-made ad, so I'm going to delete it. I don't mind people self-promoting here on the chat, but I would like to have some genuine comments. Like, if you wrote a book, you come on the chat and you give us a true message for the JFG community. And you say, look, guys, I've written this book. I'd like you to check it out. But cryptocurrency, Unsafe Moon, the guy, it seems like a prepared message. It doesn't even seem like the guy knows the show that he's looking at. And the thing is called Unsafe Moon. You want me to recommend my users to go buy something called Unsafe Moon? That sounds like that doesn't sound like a place where you would want to put all your money in. Nicholas Petris says the name immediately tells us it's a meme coin. Oh, absolutely, because there was Safe Moon, there was Safer Moon, there was Safer Moon 2. Now you have Unsafe Moon. The next step is Unsafe Moon, Elon Musk, come rocket. White Zealot says X is one of the best cryptos. Okay. So White Zealot is now talking positively about X, but I know that White Zealot is a listener of this show. So is he trying to trap me? Dead Star says, even though constitutional carry is legal in Ohio, I always carry a nasty can of gel mace. Explaining to a judge why you stabbed or shot someone can be tough, but the courts could usually care less if you spray hot sauce in a violent person's face. It is true, but be careful. Be careful because you can be on the hook for physical assault if you use it in a situation where it doesn't come fully clear to the jury or the judge that you were using it in self-defense. Be very careful with using it. People like Baked Alaska have been in trouble for that kind of stuff. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. I will be speaking with Forex Shark. And I'll see if he wants to fund an activity of UFC for tomorrow. That would mean three shows tomorrow. The regular show, the Patreon hangout. Join the Patreon or the subscribe star at the $20 level if you want to be part of this private conversation. We'll be talking about the Crucible debate. And then UFC commentary, if that works. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.